Whole Lot of Nonsense, Audio Boo 24. Good morning, everyone. So, I found myself this morning realizing that it's Friday, and part of what I have set myself as a task on Fridays is to find new and interesting things that I've been using to either manage my own work or to figure out how to use for my job. For those of you who may or may not remember, I work at Novartis, and obviously any of the opinions expressed here are mine and mine alone and do not represent those of my employer. But Audio Boo seems to be one of those things that is an untapped environment for people who may be looking for comments and may be providing comments. Specifically because it's another environment, like all the Audio Booers know, you can fire up your application that's on either your iPhone or your Android, you can record a little 3-minute piece free of charge and then send it off somewhere, and you can tag it, and other people can find it. So one of the first thoughts that came to me was, well, this is pretty much a space where patients or caregivers or anybody could start sharing tips or recommendations or, you know, a concern that they have right now today that they're looking for people to give them feedback on, and then you can track it and store it. Now, Audio Boo people know that we've been doing this because, you know, we can provide comments such as Chris Marquardt from Tips from the Top Floor uses this as a way to solicit comments for his show. So think about this: if you were a group that was trying to gather some information on how somebody was feeling based on the way in which weather affects them, how people deal with asking questions of their physicians, you know, or even just throwing out a conversation starter through here. This is one of those pieces of technology that allow you to facilitate conversations again and encourage people to aggregate them and start building them on their own. I mean, you could go through and add a hashtag like, you know, insert name of disease state questions I have here, right? So it could be, I don't know, a disease FAQ, and then you have disease answers that people would be able to offer back and could tag them appropriately with questions. So there's so much opportunity in audio sharing that I think is untapped from a brand perspective. I know all my fellow audio brewers are now looking at me going, shunned. You are now officially shunned for thinking of how to monetize this. And there's that horrible, horrible word, monetization. But this is what I do for a living, everybody. I try and figure out how to use these things appropriately within the space and not just abuse the environment. So thanks. Have a great day. Talk to you all later.